This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it's another potpourri of things type of day. We have all kinds of different topics to discuss. We'll do a lot of basketball here in hour one. Plenty of football coming as well, including a very interesting free agency discussion between me and Logan that you'll hear at 5 o'clock. Also, in the 6 o'clock hour, a couple of live guests with us today as well, breaking down the NBA's Western Conference Finals that starts tonight. And then coming up at 6:30, our friend Brooke Pryor will join us. She is at the NFL's league meeting in Minneapolis and Eagan, Minnesota. Eagan, Minnesota, technically, is where this is happening. This is, of course, the meeting where last year they did the final voting on, or the almost final voting, the one that like really let us know, yeah, Josh Harris is going to be the new owner of the Commanders. This year, they're voting to ban the tush push and also whether to let NFL players play in the Olympics in 2028 and a couple of other things. So we'll get the latest from Brooke live from Minnesota coming up at 6:30. But I want to start with something that has frankly been irritating me all day, because I made a discovery this morning that kind of happened in slow motion that I think is the NBA making an unbelievably dumb mistake. So last week, or over the weekend, whichever it was, late last week, sometime this weekend, I'm scrolling Instagram, and I scroll past a video from Zach Lowe, the former ESPN NBA commentator, who's now with The Ringer. In my opinion, he's the best basketball analyst that's out there. And Zach has been in the room for the NBA draft lottery multiple times. And he may or may not have been this time. I think he was talking about things that happened in there based off his reporting, not necessarily from being in there. But this clip is overlaid with footage that looks like it's video of the actual NBA draft lottery. Not the one we watch on TV where they reveal a bunch of cards, but actual, like, oh, there's a ping pong ball. Zach's talking about how the first ball came out as a 10, and, you know, that changed everything because all of a sudden, oh my God, you know, those are teams like the Mavericks who have a chance. All the Wizards and Jazz folks were like, oh no, this is a nightmare. And so it just keeps on going right through all of that stuff, and continue on, and it seems to show the process, right? And I'm like, that's weird. I didn't know that video existed, but it kind of just slipped my mind. So then this morning I am perusing Twitter, and I don't go on Twitter often these days, but I happen to check it. I was looking for, you know, some things to talk about, and I was like, let me see what's going on over there. Scroll through one of my lists, and I see none other than my esteemed colleague and dear friend Chris Russell sharing just one of the dumbest podcast clips I've ever seen from former NBA player Mike Bibby, who is ranting about how the lottery must be rigged because if the Wizards or Jazz won, or one of these bad teams won, then Cooper Flagg would have went back to school and the NBA didn't want that. First of all, I never, ever, ever want to hear again how being a former player makes you worth listening to as an analyst. Like, and I know this is off the court, not on the court. Mike Bibby is a point guard, is someone breaking down the game. Maybe he's got the good stuff to offer. I don't know. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life covering sports, and that is a long list. Cooper Flagg, I don't even think is eligible. I think he's foregone his eligibility at Duke. I don't think he can back out at this point. And even if he can, he wasn't going to do it if, the Wizards won or the Jazz won compared to the Mavericks, a team that is currently hated by everyone and just traded a generational superstar. Why on earth would he want to go to Dallas? But that wasn't the part that actually was the part that makes this interesting and brings us back around to the draft lottery and the Zach Lowe clip. No. Then Mike Bibby keeps yabbing and says, oh, you can't tell me a bunch of card flips. No one even sees the ping pong balls. No one, like, you can't just go behind closed doors and come out and flip a bunch of cards over and say, oh, it happened back there. And like I've said before, like, that's not how it works. There are a few media members in there. There are also executives from every single team. So all of the teams that lost would have to go through it. But then I was like, wait, I saw that Zach Lowe clip. Is there actually video of this? And so, Anthony, I did a Google search, and it took me to a Reddit thread, which took me to a YouTube link, which typically sounds like a terrible way to navigate the internet. But this is on the NBA's official YouTube page, where you can watch the entire 13-minute NBA draft lottery. The whole thing is on camera the whole time. You couldn't watch it live. You have to watch the TV show version first. But at some point after that, the NBA releases, hey, here's the video. And then, as that's happening, they don't promote it anywhere. So as their entire league is being ripped to shreds for being rigged, and a bunch of people are saying the dumbest stuff possible, and one of their evidence points is, we don't get to see it. The NBA has the video the entire time, and they don't publicize it. They obviously publish it, but they're not like, hey, everybody, just so you know, if you'd like to see the actual ping pong balls, then look here. They should have said that on the telecast. They should have been promoting the mess out of it on social media. Hey, here's the moment. The Mavs won the lottery. Like, there's so many ways to do it subtly that you're not like, hey, we're not rigged. Here's the video. And they just don't. And it's so unknown that I texted you, Ant. And you got the same exact text. I literally copied and pasted. Sorry, you didn't get an original text. Someone else who works in TV in the NBA does a pre and post game show for one of the teams. I texted my group chat with my other NBA buddies who watched that. So that was two more people. I texted Danny Ruye down over yonder at the fan. And maybe one or two other people. I can't remember. But those are the people that I remember. And I go, did you know there's video of the actual ping pong ball lottery? Anthony, what was your response?
I think I said, I'm assuming there is because you texted me asking if there was.
Yeah, but you were unaware that that was the case.
Yeah.
Everyone else, that you're the closest one to getting correct, Anthony. Literally everyone else, which again, Danny Ruye, super Wizards fan, covers sports for a living. Someone who does an NBA pre and post game show. Two of my other buddies who have at times worked in sports media, one of them worked for ESPN, although I don't think he was doing basketball, but he like worked as a producer for ESPN, and the three of us have a very active NBA group chat and are listen to stuff and watch stuff and read stuff all the time. Me, y'all know my bona fides when it comes to the NBA, and whoever else I said, and not a single one of us knew that happened. Oh, I know where else I did this, or who else I asked. My good pal Tony Squares, when we did the Hoffman and Squares show on YouTube earlier today. I surprised him with it off the top of the show. I go, by the way, Tony, we're not talking about all the stuff we talked about yet. I got a pop quiz for you. Do you know? Do you think you can watch the ping pong ball lottery? And he goes, no. And I go, guess what? You're wrong. Here's the link. This is like if you took, you were going to trial, and your lawyer had a piece of evidence that said we're innocent, and then you got convicted as guilty. And the lawyer was just like, oh, I forgot to submit that one. Now, would this solve everything? No, I'm not naive. People will think anything is manipulated. They'll say, oh, the weight, the balls have different weight or the temperatures or this or that. But it would at the very least knock out the biggest argument, which is nobody gets to see it, which is somewhat not true already. But, and again, I think they should just do the live version live, and like this should be the figure out how to make it into a television show. I know you don't get to do the 14-1 backwards reveal at that point, but the integrity of your game is more important. But how they can get to the point where nobody knows this video exists is mind blowing to me, Anthony. I don't get it.
I mean, I was still utterly surprised that there actually is video of it. Because again, we all didn't know that, you know, this was accessible. So now that it is, I mean, I can't even say like I still feel like it's rigged, but I was still upset that at the result kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's more so what it is. It's just we have proof that it's not rigged.
Right. And look, as I told Tony this morning, there's been so many coincidences in the history of this thing, from Derrick Rose, the Chicago kid, going to the Bulls, to LeBron with the Akron stuff. Then when he leaves, the Cavs get it again with Kyrie. Anthony Davis gets traded. The Pelicans get, like, there's a lot of coinkydinks. It definitely feels fishy. And if nobody's asking questions, that's actually not healthy either. Because we should not just accept everything we see with our eyes. Like, that is the backbone of journalism. Now, you have to stop somewhere short of exchanging your journalism hat for a tinfoil hat. If you're someone like me, if you're a fan, I guess you have, you know, it's really whatever you want to believe, I guess. It's life's easier when you don't believe conspiracy theories. But certainly, this one is big enough that the league should be doing everything it can to combat it. And the more people that are like, yeah, I watched the video. It's really weird, but it happened. We saw it, the better. And this would certainly help that. And it just seems like a huge miss from the NBA to not make that more public. So you're welcome, NBA. I made it more public. You can go watch the entire ping pong ball lottery, if you so choose, on the NBA's YouTube page. It's apparently there. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Speaking of the draft lottery, Wizards obviously fell down to 6. But I've been thinking a lot about kind of what's next for them. And today, Alex Saar and Bub Carrington were named to the NBA's all-rookie teams. And that made me go, I feel like we should just check in with Wizards fans. We've had a week to decompress now from the draft lottery. We have this news that kind of confirms what we saw with our eyes. Wizards got some good players in a bad draft last year. So how are we feeling on a vibe check Tuesday about the old Zardos? 301-230-0980. How do you feel about the Wizards in earnest entering year two of this rebuild? We're not going to count the first year when they had to unload Beal and all of that. To me, that was like year zero. This to me is really year two of the rebuild. How you feeling coming off of this Wizards season, knowing about the offseason that is coming ahead? 301-230-0980. Your call's next on the Hoffman Show. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. We'll get to the Wizards in a second, and there are two young stars, Alex Saar, Bub Carrington, being named to the NBA's all-rookie team in a second. But first,
breaking news.
Oh, snap, news is broken. Breaking news.
Let's talk about this as the day goes as well. The NFL owners have approved players playing in the Olympics for flag football in 2028. So that's very fun. I think that maybe tomorrow, Anthony, we can put together our flag football teams. Maybe we do a little draft, a little drafty draft.
Yes, sir.
Of who we want. I think I know who my number one pick is.
Your number one pick?
Yeah. Actually, I know who my top two picks are. The top two on my 2028 flag football big board.
Are you going QB first or wide receiver first?
QB.
Okay.
But you're also the flag football expert.
I am.
So maybe I'm making a mistake. Tomorrow, I think we will have room for that.
This is going to be fun. Let's go.
Yeah, so I look forward to that on the show tomorrow. As for today, Anthony, we're just talking about the NBA draft lottery and the fact that it is not rigged because you can watch it on video. And that was a shock for all of us to learn when I discovered that this morning on the NBA's official YouTube page. And I talked about how ridiculous the Mike Bibby take was that Dallas getting the pick was better for Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg looked so mad that Dallas had the pick when he was on ESPN set. And I'd like to unpack this a little bit more in response to a comment we got in our YouTube live stream. So Chika Kamara, and I apologize if I'm saying your name wrong, but that's the point. Dallas is not hated by everyone. The GM is disliked. There's no mass vitriol towards Dallas towards the point of being a dysfunctional franchise. One, we got to work on some punctuation somewhere in there so I can make sure that I have your sentence correct. Two, I cannot describe to you how much other people in the NBA hate the Dallas Mavericks for the Luka Doncic trade. I will try to explain it, but I'll probably fail. First and foremost, the Dallas Mavericks traded one of the three best players in the league, who was 25 years old, I believe, at the time. Right, Anthony? 25?
Yep.
In the middle of the night, to the franchise that always seems to get star players and always seems to get bailed out without shopping him to anyone else. That means every other executive in the league hates Nico Harrison, hates Mavericks ownership, and what it also means is every single agent is looking at Dallas like, I don't want my dude to go there. Because if you're willing to trade Luka, then what are you willing to do to my guy? And so if you're Cooper Flagg, why? And again, to be very clear, this is about Dallas as an organization and their dysfunction and how they just didn't do business in the way the NBA does business, which makes everyone else mad because when you don't participate, then it's hard for everyone else to do the things they got to do. And it also happened to hurt Dallas. They cut off their nose to spite their face, which they found out because they were like, well, we don't want any rumors getting out. We can't let anything leak. Sure, you surprised the hell out of everyone. Shams thought his phone was playing tricks on him. Everyone else thought Shams got hacked. Sure, great job with that. How's the lack of PR blowback for leaks going for you? Seems to me like you were perhaps concerned about the wrong things. But it's not about the Dallas fans. Nobody's mad at Dallas fans. But the Mavs organization, yeah, people in the league, I think, do not like, I know, are, even if they still like Nico Harrison, even if they still like maybe Mavs ownership or whatever, they're not happy with how this went down. And the fact that they get rewarded, even if it wasn't intentional, even if it was happenstance with some ping pong balls falling totally luckily in a way that only had 1.8% chance of happening, and that's how they got it, the fact that this is how it played out, I think, turned the vitriol level up even more. And to add to that, when we do talk about the Dallas fans, which I don't think anybody else is mad at Dallas fans, like Wizards fans or Lakers fans or whoever else, maybe the Lakers are a bad example. Every other fan base is not mad at Dallas fans, but the organization is. And there is perhaps no one more mad at the Dallas organization than Dallas Mavericks fans. And so instead of Cooper Flagg being greeted like a hero, he now is going to be greeted like some consolation prize. And that is not a really good place for Cooper Flagg to walk into. So, yeah, I feel pretty confident in saying that Dallas is not hated by everyone. Then you tell me who doesn't hate him. Because I can't think of an answer. And if we're talking about the organization, you got anybody, Anthony? Who, what was the show? Everybody Hates Chris?
Yep.
Everybody Hates Nico. And thus, everybody hates the Mavs.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to disagree in the chat. Go ahead and tell me who doesn't hate Dallas. But I'm pretty sure the answer is everybody. When we get back, definitely don't hate what the Wizards are doing. They had two of their rookies, two of the three first-round picks they took last year. Of course, they added the fourth later in A.J. Johnson. But two of their three guys, their two top picks, named to all rookie teams today. What does that tell us about what Will Dawkins is building here in D.C.? 301-230-0980. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, and we're going Vibe Check on the Wizards next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. We're your home, of course, for Wizards basketball. Also your home for the best Commanders talk in D.C. We're your home for this show specifically, especially most Mystics talk in D.C. We got it all for you here on the Team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we will talk about the impact that some of the free agents had last year on the Commanders through the lens of their familiarity with the coaches. We know that they signed a lot of friends of Dan, if you will, but not just guys that DQ had, guys that Cliff had, guys that David Rye, the tight ends coaches, had, guys that, Austin Eckler was with Anthony Lynn in L.A. So there's so much familiarity. How much did that actually matter? You'll hear from Logan on that coming up at 5 o'clock. And speaking of take command, you're the first to hear this right here, right now. No one else has ever heard this before, not even the Take Command loyal podcast listeners, because we just confirmed it in the last commercial break. Anthony, are you ready for Thursday's guest on Take Command?
I don't know who it is.
I know you don't. I'm saying everyone is that's why I didn't ask you who the guest was. I asked you, are you ready to learn who it was?
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
Mike Golic Jr.
Oh, okay.
My guy Gojo is coming on the show. Gojo was one of the first guests I thought of when they drafted Josh Connerly. Mike is going to be so happy to hear me tell him that, because Mike is a former offensive lineman at Notre Dame. And to hear, hey, when they drafted an O-lineman, you're the first person I thought of, that's going to make his inner offensive lineman heart just thump.
Tough.
Yeah. So Gojo, Thursday, very excited for it. You'll hear that in the Take Command feed, and we'll also air some of it here on the radio. Today, the NBA announced its all-rookie teams. Alex Saar, first team. Bub Carrington, second team, Anthony. But I actually don't think that captures just how good the Wizards rookies were this year. When you add in what A.J. Johnson gave you late, which is, I think, hope and promise of a good rotational player, maybe even a starter in this league, and what Keyshawn George gave you all season long, which I think is a bona fide starter in the league. Listen to some of these stats that I pulled before the show in terms of just how good in this rookie class the Wizards were. Three of the top 12. So these are, I did sort these to filter out anybody that played less than 25 games this season, because obviously we're doing per game stats here. And if you played a small sample size, there's some guys that played like one or two games and it's like, okay, cool, congrats. The only guy that really gets filtered out here that was close to that threshold and was probably the best rookie in the league for the short time he was healthy was Jared McCain from the Sixers. But putting Jared McCain aside, of rookies that played 25 games in 2024-2025, the Wizards had three of the top 12 scorers, three of the top 11 assist guys. Bub was second on that. Three of the top 12 rebounders. So points, rebounds, assists. All three of Bub Carrington, Alex Saar, Keyshawn George were in the top 12. They had three of the top five in minutes played. Carrington played more minutes than any rookie, played 30 minutes a game, all 82. Alex Saar averaged 27.1 minutes a game. Keyshawn George finished fifth in minutes per game at 26.5. George also tied with Justin Edwards from the Sixers for most steals per game in the league. And Saar and George were top 10 in blocks, with Alex being second in that category. I don't know how you look at that. And I understand it was a relatively weak rookie class. But amongst that, what was available, I think they did extraordinarily well. And what I think that does is not necessarily make you look at this group and go like, oh, wow, they've actually built like a championship core and just let it mature, and in 5 years, the Wizards are going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think that's what that means. What I think it means is we have confirmed the thing that we were told about Will Dawkins to be true. This dude can scout his face off. And just in case Will is listening here on this Tuesday afternoon, Will, I know you got a staff, and I know you always try to give them credit. So it's Will, it's Travis Schlenk, it's all the other guys that they employ that are all around the country. But ultimately, Dawkins is the GM, is the one who is, I think, pulling the string on the pick in conjunction with Michael Winger, the team president. And in a draft where there apparently weren't any good players, they found three, and maybe if you include A.J. Johnson, four of them. And what I think that matters here a week and a day after the NBA draft lottery is, as they sit there at six, Anthony, I actually feel like I would have loved for them to win it, because I think Flag is really special. I would have loved for them to even finish second, because there's a lot of people that I really respect, including David Aldridge, who think that Dylan Harper is really special. But I, sitting at six, I'm like, I feel like they'll probably figure it out. I feel like they'll find someone who's really good, who fits with what they want to do, and they're just going to keep building this young core. And again, it takes time in the NBA for guys to mature and become winning basketball players. But man, does it seem like they're off to a good start, in the same way that it felt like Oklahoma City didn't miss on a draft pick for a really long time. And while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they got to find their Shai, whether it's through the draft or through a trade or through free agency, they've got a goon squad. They just won 68 games. And try telling the NBA world that like 6 years ago that was going to be where this ended for Oklahoma City. And I think they would have told you were crazy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I like where we are as well with our draft picks. And I think you hit on it correctly when you said it's going to take time. Like, we had Bilal, and then this year, you know, with the rookies coming in and being allowed to play, I think that's ultimately what's going to, you know, ramp up the development for those guys, the fact that they got the pay. I think you said they were three of the top five in, like, minutes or something like that.
Three of the top five. Once you filter out for 25 games, McCain would have knocked George down, I think, to sixth, but he only played 23 games.
Yeah. So, again, like, the fact that they're getting that experience right now, and we saw, like, towards the end of the season how, you know, that experience sort of kind of paid off anyway. So, I think, you know, I think we just got to sit back and, you know, continue to trust Will. And, yes, we are at six, but at the same token, like, this class is loaded. Next year's class is also going to be loaded. Like, we're going to have a chance to actually – you know, bring in some impact players, and we just got to, you know, trust on, you know, the coaching staff to develop these guys, and then also Will to just, you know, continue to bring those guys in and give them chances. I think this young core, this young team, I think this is a prime spot for, you know, young guys to be able to, you know, develop and get some experience.
All right, I'm going to blind resume time, Anthony. You ready for this?
Yep.
These two players both played all 82 games their rookie year. One had 10.8 rebounds, 10.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 3.3 assists, 1.2 steals, and a half a block per game on 47% shooting and 36% from three. The other averaged 9.8 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, 4.4 assists, 0.7 steals, 0.3 blocks on 40% shooting and 34% from three. So the big numbers here, 10.8 per game versus 9.8 per game. The 9.8 per game player averaged more rebounds and assists, but shot the ball worse. The better scorer shot 47-36, as in field goal, 3-point, and the worst scoring, higher rebounding assist player went 40-34. On his shooting splits. They both were around 80% from the free throw line. Who are the two players?
So I know one is Bub.
Which one was he?
I'm going to say Bub is 9.8.
That's correct.
Okay.
Who's the other guy?
Other guy that played 82 games.
82 games as a rookie, averaged 10.8 on 47%. Shooting from the field, 36%, almost 37% from three.
Reese Arshay.
Try Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, snap.
and Shai was a year older. That was his age 20 season. Bub is only 19.
Is that when he was with the Clippers?
It was when he was with the Clippers. So, am I saying that Bub Carrington is going to be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Absolutely not. And Shai, then the next year, was like, hello, I am here. And I think that shooting percentage number is obviously huge. You know, the fact that he was able to shoot 47% as a rookie on pretty decent volume, as well as getting up like 9 shots in 26 and a half minutes. And then the next year, he is at 19 a game, keeping that efficiency, upping his shot volume to about 14 and a half per game. So, you know, I was thinking, we were having this conversation before the show, right? How do the Wizards get their Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Like, who are the candidates around the league right now who I look at as a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a Tyrese Halliburton? Or is there a young guy that is under the radar that you could somehow acquire? One, I don't think the Wizards have anything to flip in the same way that the Pacers had Domas Sabonis, in the same way that the Thunder had Paul George, and Shai was a part of that trade. the Wizards don't necessarily have that. So the best way to go about it is drafting that player. And obviously, we'll see what they can do. You know, just is Trey Johnson have big Devin Booker vibes? And is he become that guy if he's the sixth overall pick this year? But I think what happens is we look at someone like Bub, who, and we're like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a good player. Like, what happens if Bub Carrington is awesome? Like, what happens if Bub explodes? Like, that to me is also a fascinating question. It's why player development is so important. And I think it's a big TBD because they keep drafting guys not only that are, you know, obviously they're rookies in year one. Duh. That's how it's literally the definition. They keep drafting guys that are 19 years old. Like, you start to look around at some of the stat profiles of Haliburton and Gilgeous Alexander, and some of the best matches for them are like Bilal Coulibaly and Bub Carrington. And that's going to be really fascinating to follow next year, not to mention what they continue to do in this draft, and where they have not only six, but they have 18, and could 18 plus a player get you into the top 10? Like, there's a lot of movement that could happen. And next year, they have another couple of picks. And obviously, it is a loaded draft next year as well. So this gets us to Vibe Check Tuesday at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. How do you feel about where the Wizards sit right now, having had a week to process the draft lottery, seeing what we have in Bub Carrington and Alex Starr being named rookie or all rookie team guys? 301-230-0980. Your calls are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We're vibe checking on a Tuesday. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Taking your calls at 301-230-0980 on the Washington Wizards and how they are... Like, it's really the epitome, Anthony, of a vibe check, right? Like, we want to know how people are feeling about the basketball team.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, and I think this is a good time to do it with the news today of Alex Saar and Bub Carrington being named to the all-rookie teams. It's also a good time to do it starting the Western Conference Finals. And, like, now we're down to four teams, and you see how hard it is to win in this league and some of the paths that other teams have taken. And we're going to play a game in about an hour from now, actually less than an hour from now, of build it or blow it up. Like, should some of these teams that have been competing for championships keep going with their builds, or should they blow it up? So you see how fraught it is, and that, you know, there are no shortcuts. And so I think it's a good time to check in with the people. So let's do it. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Kurt is checking in. Kurt, how you feeling about the Wizards on this Vibe Check Tuesday?
How you doing, Craig and Anthony?
Doing well. Appreciate
first,
it.
First, Anthony, thanks for coming in with that Tribe Called Quest, man. Thanks for that. As far as the Wizards, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about them, man. I think they're going in the right direction. I like what they're doing, and I think that with this upcoming draft, even though I'm disappointed that they didn't get one or two, I think they should. They will get somebody nice at six, and I don't think they should package anything. I think they should stay at 6 and 18 and bring in a couple of more, you know, good young players. And I also think, I know they're working on player development, but I think they should put a lot of extra emphasis on that, because they need to find them an alpha, work on developing them an alpha. And I think it could be Bub. I think Bub could be that guy. And also, like another kid they have, A.J. Johnson, that they got in that trade from the Bucks. I see a lot in that kid. I think he's going to be special. I think they need to put some time into him, too, and develop him. I think he could really be a good player. And then one other thing, I'm not exactly sure how this draft for next year works out, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they have a 1-8 protected pick, if that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Yeah, they've got a pick that if it's higher than 8, it goes to the Knicks.
Right. They need to find a way back into the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay, because they need that pick.
Yeah.
Okay, they need to get that pick.
Yeah, and the thing is, Kurt, like, I thought that, well, just real quick, I believe they have another first next year. I'll double check in a second. But, like,
okay.
The thing is, like, in some ways, the best case scenario for them is to be better than expected this year, because a bunch of dudes all of a sudden are playing really good ball. But you're like, you know, the 10th worst team in the league, and you're like, oh no, we're going to not be in the lottery. And then you wind up, winning one of the four lotteries, and you go back in, and now you save your pick that way. And that's kind of the crazy thing that happened this year, is three of the four teams that won the top, you know, three of the top four picks, actually the top three picks, all shouldn't have been up that high. So, you know, not that you want to rely on the odds going again against what seems favorable, but just because you're good next year doesn't guarantee that you're out that top eight pick.
Right. But here's the thing. This sounds crazy, but what they should do is not worry about the lottery at all, okay, until after the All-Star break. And then kind of look at where you are and then kind of pull the reins back a little bit, if that sounds right. Not necessarily going for number one or number two, because that's a long shot anyway. But
totally.
Staying at top eight. I don't know how it figures out, but they need to keep that pick. I know that. They need to keep that pick.
Yeah, for sure. And I think if it's close at the end of the year, you're going to see the Wizards do much what they did this year, where it's like, hey, we're going to do some extra player development. We're going to have some of our G League guys come up and see, you know, get them some minutes, see if they can be a part of our team moving forward. We're going to make sure that our young guys are getting plenty of minutes, and they're going to be playing roles that are bigger than they would be if our veterans were not perhaps being rested a little bit. And to me, that's fine. Like, I actually...
That's the ticket.
Yeah, that's the way you do it, right? And Kurt, yep, I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Like, Leonsis did an interview earlier this week that he said this, and I'm sure a lot of people around the league snickered and were like, man, Ted, whatever, shut up. But I think it was actually correct. And I've said this before. Ted said it, and I think, I don't know, I said this a lot down the stretch. You had teams like Utah that had healthy, good young players, guys like Lauri Markkanen, guys like Keyonte George, who were really good young players, and they're sitting them. And you're like, bro, like, Keontae George is a, what is he, second year guy? What are we doing? And the Wizards were sitting Bilal Coulibaly because he got hurt. So it worked. It worked out in that way. But like the Wizards were putting Bub Carrington on the ball and being like, go operate. Let's see what you can do. And they were truly working on developing some of their young guys. And yes, they were sitting Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart. And so those guys were rehabbing injuries. So there's some validity on the merits there as well. But I just think that it's worth pointing out the difference in like fully tanking and being like, we are trying to lose games versus saying we're going to play a bunch of young guys. We're okay with losing games because we think it's worth it in the long run. And that is absolutely the approach the Wizards are taking. They're not opening next season saying we're trying to be one of the worst teams in the league. It's not how they're going to, that's not how they're doing it at this point. They are going to go in saying, let's see how good we can be with this group. We're not going to go sign a bunch of, now they're going to make roster decisions that will probably make sure that they're not too good. They're not going to be trying to make the playoffs by any means necessary. They're not going to go overpay a free agent or get some guy who doesn't play their way but might help you win an extra game or two in the short term because it'll mess up the development. They're not into that stuff. They're about doing it the right way over time so that when their championship contention window opens, it is long and they have a bunch of guys who are on the same page in the way that Oklahoma City's is now. But that's very different than we're just going to try to be as bad as possible on purpose, which is like what the Sixers did back in the day. The Sixers back in the day when they were tanking, they've had dudes that didn't belong in the league on their team. I think the Wizards have a bunch of dudes that maybe are the 9th or 10th guys on a lot of rosters that are maybe the 4th or 5th guy on theirs. And there's value in some of those guys. Like I, depending on how this draft goes and who they're targeting or whatever, like Corey Kispert has been a great soldier. I will be thrilled if Corey Kispert is around for our 4th straight Media Day interview next September. I love talking to Corey. He's one of my favorite dudes that I've covered in DC sports. But if they trade him, I'm not going to be surprised because he could be really helpful to a really good team that doesn't care about the draft pick as much. And the Wizards are in that business of collecting him. And by the way, next year in 2026, they have a pick swap. They have their own pick. They have the right to swap with Phoenix. And then this is where it gets fun. Oklahoma City will receive the two most or more favorable of its 2026 first-round pick, Houston's 2026 first-round pick, protected for selections 1 through 4, and the Clippers' 2026 first-round pick, and Washington will receive the least less favorable of these. If the Houston pick falls within its protected range and is therefore not conveyed, Houston will instead convey its 2026 second-round pick to Oklahoma City. So basically, Oklahoma City is going to get the best of their pick, Houston's pick, or the Clippers' pick, and the Wizards will get the second most favorable of those. So they do have an additional pick. It'll probably be at the end of the first round, but who knows? Maybe if like the Clippers bomb out next year and Kawhi's hurt again and Harden's hurt again or they get traded or whatever, and they're like on the back end of the lottery or something like that, that pick could wind up with Washington, and then obviously, I guess they would probably get the better of the Houston-Oklahoma City selections at that point, and we expect both those teams to probably be towards the back end of the first round. But short answer, yes, they do have another pick next year. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, and thanks, Kurt, for the call, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, Logan and I had a very interesting discussion on Take Command about the actual impact of the familiarity of the free agents that the Commanders signed last season. How much did it help, and what can that tell us about their team going into 2025? Logan and I discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.